Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the show. I'm your host, Janice Snell, for today, Sunday, August 3rd. And we're excited about tonight's show. We're speaking with celebrity male artist Cindy Daniels. But before we speak with Cindy, I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. So if you have a comment or a question, make sure you dial that number and press the option to speak with the host. Also, you can join us on our tweet chat. That's tweetchat.com, and please sign in with your Twitter sign-in using the hashtag #PoundBeautyLounge. And now I'm going to turn it over to my sister Denise, and I'm not sure, but she may have to do it.
Good evening, everyone, and yes, I do have some beauty news. If you are interested in pursuing or building a career in film and television, register today for Marietta Carter Narcisse's upcoming workshops in San Francisco, being hosted by Erica Carr's Makeup and Hair Artist Education page. That's on Facebook. Per Marietta, this is a great opportunity to get yourself up to speed and learn the right way to function on a film and television set. You can sign up for today for that class by going to calypsocosmetics.citymax.com/catalogs_1.html. And I'll repeat that. It's calypsocosmetics.citymax.com/catalog_1.html. You can also go to Marietta's Facebook page to get that information as well. And also coming up next Saturday, August 9th, is Marietta's Workshops by Marietta, her lipstick lectures, which is a free class online. And basically the lipstick lectures for next Saturday will talk about how do I eat healthy on set. So when you think about you're thinking about, that doesn't have anything to do with makeup, but it kind of does. So be sure to check that out. And you can go to Marietta's website to get more information on the remaining lipstick lectures for the year, as well as her remaining workshops by Marietta classes for the year. And that's Marietta Carter -Narcisse.com, and Narcisse is spelled NARCISSE. Again, Marietta Carter -Narcisse.com for more information on those classes. This past weekend, along with about 28 other makeup artists and about the same number of hairstylists and a few nail techs, I was able to volunteer and provide. We were able to provide hair and makeup services for about 150 women who dealt with domestic violence and some type of physical abuse. And these women came from shelters all across Atlanta and were treated to makeovers were able to get their hair done, their nails and toes done, and they were able to pick out a beautiful gown, and they were later treated to a black tie dinner and event, a special event just for them. So if you're in the Atlanta area and you're a hairstylist or makeup artist or a nail tech and you're interested in volunteering your services next year, please check out dinnerfordivas.com, dinnerfordivas.com. It was a really nice event, and I've been planning to volunteer for this event for quite a few years now, but just wasn't able to work it out with my work schedule. So this year it was on a Saturday, so it worked out really well for me and for a bunch of other people who I know have been trying to participate. But again, it's dinnerfordivas.com. If you're interested and you're in the Atlanta area, you're more than welcome to participate. It was a great event. Also, Makeup Forever, Makeup Forever Pro has a class coming up, Pro Makeup Mastery, Transforming Face Shapes, Highlight and Contour. This class will give you in-depth insight to the art and theory of highlight and contour. Because Makeup Forever approaches this topic from an artist's perspective, you will learn how to apply correction and transformation in both beauty and avant-garde makeup. The class is Tuesday, August 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. $50 for the class is redeemable in product, and classes will take place at select Makeup Forever boutiques. So if you live in New York City, Las Vegas, Costa Mesa, California, Toronto, or Montreal, Dallas, Texas, Canoga Park, California, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Paramus, New Jersey, Santa Clara, California, or Los Angeles, you will be able to participate by calling one of those stores in those local areas. And for more information on that, you can go to Makeup Forever USA, the website, to makeupforeverusa.com to get more information on the exact locations of those stores with the addresses and the phone numbers. And you'll be able to call in and register.
And that's all right. I have for today. And you missed a very important news flash, I would say. We are sending out prayers of comfort to the family of
Dick Smith. Oh, my God, yes. I forgot my whole, I was supposed to do a special report on that, and I totally forgot. Yes,
and
we're sending out our prayers to the family, friends, and fans of makeup artist Dick Smith, who passed away at the age of 92 this past week. So we were all very saddened by his loss. And if you don't know who Dick Page is, all I can tell you to do is Google him because he's accomplished. I'm sorry, Dick Smith. What did I say?
Dick Page.
I'm sorry. That's because someone else made that mistake just the other day. I do apologize for Dick Smith. If you don't know who he is, again, like I said, Google him. He's accomplished so much in the makeup industry, especially in the field of special effects, television. I mean, he was one of the very first to do a lot in television, especially starting out in New York. For those union members, those early union members of Local 798 will definitely know Dick Smith and all that he's accomplished in the areas of television in New York City. So please do take the time to research who Dick Smith is. He will be greatly missed by us all.
Absolutely. Well, again, like I said in the beginning of the show, we are very excited about tonight's show. We have Cindy Daniels on the line. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, we just want to jump in, like I always say at every show, we want to just jump right in and have you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you, how long you've been doing nails, what inspired you to start a career in nails.
Well, Cindy Daniels, of course, is my name. I've been in the business over 2 decades. You guys made me count. I didn't even realize it has been that long. And I'm not going to go over that because that would tell my age, and I am a doll of a certain age. So I've been in there quite some time now. I wasn't supposed to do nails. Hair was my thing. I knew I was going to do hair. And by accident, you know, when you're in high school, you think you're grown. Oh, I'm just going to go, and I'll do nails first because I'm going to get married. So I'm going to do nails first, and then I'm going to go back and do hair. She never did go back and do hair. I didn't go back and do hair. I just did nails, and my father opened my salon right out of high school, and then a nail salon. We did the beauty supply. At that time, it was all about beauty supplies and salon in like the late 80s and early 90s. And then we opened up a nail salon. He opened up a nail salon for me. And from that point, I went into Beverly Hills, and it just went from there. At that time, I didn't even know it could be what it is now. No idea.
Right, right.
You know, it just wasn't. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I feel like I think that's kind of how it was when I first started. I never knew. I didn't even consider makeup as a career, and I never knew that what it has become.
Exactly.
So I definitely can understand that.
Yeah. Makes me smile every time. I kind of giggle. I chuckle. I literally chuckle. Because who knew?
Right, exactly. Well, let's go back a little bit. You said that by accident you got into nails. Now, you said your father opened up your nail salon right out of high school?
Beauty supply. He was like, what do you want to do, little girl?
Beauty supply first.
Yeah, we did a beauty supply, and he stuck me in the window. You know, it was the beauty supply. He quit what he was doing, and he learned the beauty supply industry because he was a business. He's always been a business, whatever he set his mind to. I think that's where I got it from. And he learned the beauty supply business from, he didn't know anything about it. And he opened the store, stuck my table in the window, and that's what we did. That's when airbrush was all the rage, you know, when it first started.
You mean airbrushing on nails?
Yes. And he would let me airbrush his nails. He would let me airbrush them. And that's how I would practice on him. And he was a very attractive, he still is, very attractive man. So all the women would come in and like, oh, my God, look at your nails. It wouldn't be, which was strange to me, like, why does he have his nails? You know, that would have been my question. Like, that's not normal to me. But the ladies that would come in, you know, I'm sure they were flirting. And he was like, my daughter, she's sitting right there. She does them. You can get them done right there. He's that type of man, you know what I mean? And I would practice on him, and he stuck me in the window. And I think I stayed there about 8 months, and then I talked him into a nail salon, and I was supposed to pay him back and never did. And he opened up a nail salon, and I ended up there.
Now, do you still to this day have that nail salon?
No, ma'am. I haven't been in a nail salon, anybody's nail salon, for about 10 years now. And For a while, I kept saying, I want to go back to a salon. I want to go because I do sometimes miss the personal. You know, I love talking to people and touching people on that level. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, and I always feel like I make them feel good. And I feel like where I am now, I still do that, but different. It's not as personal because it's more corporate or, you know what I'm saying, accounts and stuff like that. So, but I had to learn as time went on, just do you. So I still take it wherever I go. If they don't get it, that's on them. But I'm, you know, you know, I feel like I'm a grown woman. Listen, this is how I come, and this is what we're going to do.
Right.
You know, I was scared. I was so afraid at first. I was like, okay, Cindy, you letting them have your power. Take your power back. That's who you are. Just walk all in it. You know how to do it.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Well, you said that, and I want to stop right there with that, but I want to talk a little bit more later on in the show about that.
Okay.
So, walking in your power.
Okay.
So that we can get to where we need to be.
To be, that's right.
But first, I want to just ask a couple more questions about the business. You've been in the business for over 2 decades now, you said. What have you noticed any, well, I'm sure you have, we all have noticed change in the nail industry, but what are some major changes that you've noticed that really has had an effect on the industry?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Major changes, if we're talking about just as far as the type of salons that are opening up, and because I've seen it over the 2 decades, you know, you had a nail salon on every corner. I've heard that it was more factory run. Through the time, I've heard people complain about it, but at the same time, you're still going to go and, you know what I mean, and help it out. And I'm like, I would hear how, you know, they cut my cuticles and it was this. And I'm like, now, if I cut your cuticles, you wouldn't come back to me. I don't understand. I didn't get it.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So that was the major change. I feel so blessed that I was able to just move with it and keep it going. You know, I hear people say, they put me out of business. And I'm like, okay, but you had to change with that. And I just felt so blessed because my clients was like, I don't care how inexpensive. I'm not going there. I'm coming here. I would have some clients would go and say, Cindy, okay, we got the chair now, you know, the big spa chairs with the jets and the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say, but I'm still leaving with the same thing on the bottom of my feet that it came with. And I'm like, okay, good. Good, so that means you'll be back. You know what I mean? And also that chair is a big change. And I just, for me, I wish they'd take that chair, just the jets. If you can just take those jets out of that bowl, I would be a happy camper. You know, I just would. I hated that. That changed. And I just felt like we knew what the change was. You know, with the jets and the all the disease, because it was a little screen in the back of there that a lot of people didn't know about at first. Even the manicures, they didn't know, you know, you got to take the screen out the back and clean it once a week. So we had new rules that was regulated for the pedicures.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. And you had to clean that bowl. It's supposed to take 10 minutes in between each. You're supposed to log it. A lot of clients don't know that. And I know a lot of manicures didn't like that because, if you was drilling them, you know, taking them in, and you had to take that time out and really clean that bowl, that takes a whole lot of time out of your day with all those clients coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's the major change, if any, over the years that I saw.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about now now some of the new pedicure bowls where they're giving you the disposable liners?
Love it. That's what I carry with me.
Yeah.
Although, being on set, I really don't even have to do I don't have to do that anymore. But for some of my personal clients that I have, I literally carry it. I love it. The Belleva, I carry that and put the liners in it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
My little, I don't know if it's a secret, and I don't care if everybody knows, I love bleach. I'm a bleach girl. So bleach is going in everybody's pedicure water, period. Even with that, I still do it. Back before that came out, I had went to the doctor for something, and we just, as usual, I always get everybody in a whole conversation. I just like to talk to people. And she just told me, she said, you do nails? And I'm like, yeah. She said, you know what? Put a cap full of bleach in your water so in case they have anything, you good. And you won't take it to the next person. And I've always did that. I remember working with a gentleman at the time in the salon. He said, you have bleach spots probably on your clothes at home. I said, yep, because I clean with bleach with everything. Bleach goes with everything. Yes. Yes, sir, it does.
Wow.
So I do use bleach, you know. I don't have to now on set, but if I'm at someone's home, yep, a little bleach go in the water.
Wow. That's the first I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, even cleaning. It's any kind of fungus, all that.
Yeah, cleaning.
You know, I would get clients that would tell me, and I can always tell me they're prepping me before we get to the feet, you know? Okay, I've been putting lotion on, and I have really dry feet. I don't know what it is, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, I was like, it's probably not dry feet when I get to it. I think I know what it is before we get there, and I'll let you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've heard ignorance was bliss in some people's book. It depends on who you're working with. No, I think you need to know this so we can cure it. And nine out of ten times, it's usually athlete's feet or fungus. And they, well, where did I get it? It doesn't matter. Let's just cure it. You could have got it anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can name it, but we don't really know. So let's just cure it and clean it up and keep it moving.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay. When you were talking about the bleach, I was just saying that, a lot of people are afraid of this whole Ebola virus, and especially those people living here in Atlanta, and, you know, they just brought in, you know, those two people who have contracted the virus, they brought them here to Emory Hospital. And I just found out today that bleach kills the virus on contact. So for those people who are afraid, if you think you've come in contact with it, you know, just constantly, you know, wash your hands with a little mixture of water and bleach.
And I'll take it back. At that time, it was HIV. You understand? And, you know, cleaning the house. And my mother was one of those people, you know what I mean, that was the bleach fanatic. But, yeah, I put a little thing of bleach on my counters and I spray every day. Yes, I do. I do. I'm sorry. And I hope I didn't. I'm like, nope, bleach. Let's use some bleach on that.
But you're actually putting the bleach in the water when you're doing your pedicure.
Yes, ma'am. Because here's what we're dealing with. Say, for instance, you're a new client, and you come to me, I don't know what's on your feet. I don't know.
Right.
And I am a very hands-on, I just live my life as, okay, I'm good, I'm covered. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. You
know, that whole glove thing, I'm like, I need to feel it. I need to feel it because I can feel it and tell you what you have or what I think you have. And if I'm not sure, I'm going to need for you to go to the doctor and you come back and you share with me what she said or he said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I take a cap full because a doctor told me that. Bleach even cures ringworms. If you have a child that have ringworms, if you place it on the little patch, you know, if the children or grown-ups get it too, but you know what I'm saying, you kind of are more familiar if your child has had it in the head or whatever and it has to be oral, whatever, you put a little patch of bleach on it and it kills it immediately. How about that? And I know that because I've tried it. How about that?
Wow.
I done made you guys speechless. Well, I must be onto something if you're telling me they're telling you to put it on and we have this what's going on now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's something to this, and I've been doing this for years, and, you know, sometimes I wouldn't say it, but the clients that had stayed with me for so many years, I mean, you can smell bleach. I mean, I'm like, nope, bleach.
But let me ask you, so you're putting the bleach, but are you putting, like, all your other little stuff in the water, like the
soap? Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The only thing that the bleach will do, though, say, since you're trying to be cute, and I was never that girl, that was another change. You know how we start putting the roses in the water, we start the champagne. You know, you get what I'm saying.
Right.
I was the practical girl. It needed to make sense for me. I was the no-frills. All that's cute. That's real cute. But I need to get to the nitty-gritty, and we need to make your feet pretty when you leave. That water can be as pretty as you want. But if you're not doing your job, I don't care. I don't care. That's why my clients kept coming back. They wouldn't take their feet nowhere else. They wouldn't. No, they just wouldn't do it. I can put rose petals. I can put champagne in that water. And if I did, I'm putting some bleach in that water. But if you put anything that, you know, some like something that would turn the water a pretty color, like a blue or a green. Uh-huh. You know, you have stuff that you can put in. If you put a cap full of bleach or bleach in there, that color is not going to last. We know that. Bleach takes away the color. I don't care. I didn't need all that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, I didn't do the cutesy stuff. I did the real stuff. You know what I mean? And even now, if you put some feet in front of me, they're happy when they look like, oh, my God, you know?
Right.
And that's what I do.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, your clients keep coming back. Do you have any clients today that were with you when you started that first salon?
No, only because I'm not in a salon, so... My salon clients were, I would say, everyday people. And now, since my business has changed, let me be clear. I'll do anybody that's willing to, you know, afford afford the job. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I have no problems with
that.
But being that I'm not in a salon anymore, I don't get that pleasure of just dealing with my everyday people, and I miss it so much. I kept trying to go back to the salon, but it wasn't working out because I couldn't be in the salon and then still be on set because they wanted to control what I did, and I've never had to work for anyone a day of my life. So I'm like, no, you can't tell me what to do now. That don't work. That won't work.
Right.
So it just didn't work out. You know what I mean? So I'm like, and then I finally had to come to, you know, you're not there in your life anymore. So I think I was hindering myself trying to do one thing, and I'm like, okay, you're going to have to let that go. You're out of that season now, and I had to understand that and keep moving. And whether you know it or not, I kind of just came to that revelation, I'll say, within the last 2 years, because I kept trying and kept trying to go back. And I'm like, that's not where you are anymore.
Right. So even though you miss it, because I was going to suggest, what about maybe like a studio space where you can just, if somebody wants to get their nails done, when you have the free time, you can take them there, do their nails, and that's it. But you're realizing that that's not, you anymore.
That season's over. It's over. Because I've thought about all that. Because, you know, especially how they have, you know how they're doing the office spaces like apartments. That's what I think. Yeah. And we thought about that, and I'm like, okay, so now I'm paying rent every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to rebuild a clientele again. Mm-hmm. The people that I had over 2 decades, okay, everybody's grown. Think about it. Everybody's grown now, children, married, life has changed. So that money that was probably available now,
right?
Okay, your money has to go to more, I'll say, to grown-up things. Nails is not the first thing on the list, hate to say it. Even if I'm on set, the nails is usually the last to be called. I do a lot of commercials. That's what I do, mostly commercials. Very few photo shoots. Don't care. I love commercials. So I'm usually the last phone call that comes in, if the budget allows it. But if something has to be cut, guess who's going to be cut?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because the nails don't really have to be on camera. So you look at these people that really have a life. They grew up and they have families and, okay, we'll go get our nails done, but they may have to go somewhere less expensive or less. You get what I'm saying? And I understand that because we're all grown folk now, you know?
Right. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. How does one make a career out of doing nails when nails is the last thing talked about, the last thing mentioned, the first thing to be cut? How do you make a career out of it? How did you get to the point of where you are today?
I don't know. Just blessed. It just happened by accident. Well, maybe nothing's an accident, but
accident.
You know, but it's like I paid attention and I watched. There were some mistakes made. I've been lucky to come across some people. I think one of the people that I had got with, I will say, back when, and that was when, I don't even know how many years it's been, Bring It Down the House, it was Queen Latifah. I came across Queen Latifah. The person that was doing her hair at the time had been with her for, I think, about 13 years. But in that process, they kind of took me under their wing. And it was, you charge like this, you do this. Because sometimes I was doing some people, and you know how you go and you're really, you know, contracted to do one person, and then everybody's sitting around, can you do my nails? Can you do my nails?
Right.
That's how
right.
disrespected I felt, but can you do my? And then it was like in my head, like, what do I charge them? I'm not supposed to do everybody, you know what I'm saying? But when I got with her and her crew at that time, they took me under the wing. No, you charge like this. You say this. You're only contracted to do this. And once that started and I understood how to do it, you know what I mean? And me and some of the people got together and you start to learn. Some of it was mistakes along the way, but as I kept going and taking it in, I got it. You know what I mean? And it just kept going and
right.
kept going and kept going. I was like, wow. So to get into the business now, I think it could still be the same if you know where you're headed. I had no idea. At that time,
right.
I had no idea. But if you have an idea where you're going now, even if you're still in a salon, you know designs is all the rage. You know,
mm-hmm.
when I started, designs was all the rage. But
yeah.
it depends on where you were. Where I was, it was all the rage. If you come across Wilshire, Beverly Hills, north of Wilshire, it was considered maybe ghetto, maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what it was. Until
mm-hmm.
a certain time came and all of a sudden Vogue put it out that this is what you put on, because I call that the Bible for some people.
Right.
The past, you
right.
know, that's the Bible. So if they say we're brown, we're wearing brown, even if it don't go with your skin color. They wear,
right.
you know what I mean? That's how it
right.
goes. So now designs is all the rage, but I'm like, God, it's been around a long time, and it doesn't seem like it wants to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get into the business and you start in your salon and you're doing designs and people's loving designs and you're just good at what you do and you decide you want to go further, you look into it, you do your portfolio, and you keep, you know, it takes time, but it's still a good living.
Right. Right. And I guess, you know, like you said, you pay attention, just work hard. And like I said, if you know what it is that you want to do, I think if you have an advantage because you can kind of focus on exactly what it is that you want to do with nails.
Exactly.
What's the one thing that you're really known for when it comes to nails?
Perfection.
Hmm.
Period.
Period.
Perfection. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if you needed more. Perfection.
They hire you because you are perfect at what you do.
Yes. I always say, I have this saying when I go on set sometimes, okay, you guys are trying to make this complicated. I am a manicurist. I understand my job, and it's really not that complicated. I know what I'm doing. And if you really break it down, we are polishing nails. Come on. It's not rocket science. If you're good at it, if you're good at polishing nails and you're good at making a nail look, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know what I do, but I don't care what it is you do, be so good at it. You know what I'm saying? That they can't ignore you. I don't care what it is, period. And it's not rocket science. So I go on. I will not let anyone make me not like what I do. I love what I do. And they, you know, sometimes we try to take it there. I'm like, I like what I do. I know how to do it. And it's simple for me. It may not be for you or the person that's talking, but I got this. Tell me what you want, and I can do it.
Right.
And that's what we do. And if we do that, we're all trying to get to an end game, whatever the director or that's what we're trying to do. So let's work together as a team and get there.
Now, what makes a great nail tech? What makes you a perfect nail tech?
I think my work it has perfection to it. I think a good nail technician is someone who can take whatever's in at the time and put your spin on it. Because I think we're all artists. That's why it's all subjective.
Mm-hmm.
It's your ideal of what it is. Just because I may not like it or the next person may not like that particular thing, and somebody else might. We're artists. We are artists. We're creative beings. And that's why I said, can't nobody take that from you, whatever it is. Can't take it from you. Just, you're an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I think has to be right, I need those cuticles to be right. I need not to see any hangnails. I need it to be perfect around that cuticle. That's my idea. And if you're working on set, you need to be able to give them what they ask for and be done by the time they need it done.
Oh, my God, that's so important.
Right, especially on set. I don't care if you got to go around that chair on the floor, on the ground, while the hair people and the makeup, that's what you do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem I run into that sometimes, your hair people and your nail people, and your makeup people might be like, oh, can you stop? I have to put this. And I'm like, but we all have to be finished by a certain time.
Right, right.
So that means we're working as a team. And sometimes I have to step up and say, I'm not that manicurist. We're going to work together. I'll be still while you're doing the eyelashes. But we all have to be done by 12:30, not just, so I'm going to let you finish and I can't. No.
Right.
We got to be finished.
Right.
Hair people are really good at wanting their time to themselves.
Mm.
Yeah, they really are.
Been called in sometimes, and sometimes, say for instance, if I've done a deal and I'm like, okay, I can do a do and go. That means I'm gonna give you an hour and a half. That means once I get there, you got about an hour and a half with me. After that, it goes up or I'm out, right? And I'll get there, and they'll go in and they'll ask the hair people, and they'll say, okay, they need to finish. And I'm like, and I'll smile. I'm like, okay, but you know you got an hour and a half. Like, I'm not here all day. And sometimes they don't know that, though. Depends on who you've talked to. If you're talking to production, they wouldn't know that I'm not there all day. They assume because they're there all day, I'm there all day. You understand what I'm saying? So I have to sometimes let them know, I'm not here all day. We're going to have to work together. We're just going to have to work together.
I'm laughing because
I'm the only one saying it out loud.
Yeah, you're the only one saying it out loud.
I say it out loud. I had to learn to do that. I had to learn. I really did. And at this age, I'm like, okay, half of you guys are younger than me anyway, so we're going to start with respect. It's all about respect, period, across the board. And that I had to get to that where I wasn't scared to open my mouth. I don't care if you don't like me when I leave because I might not see you again anyway. But
anyway,
I respect what you do. So, again, We're all a team. And I work on commercials. We got to have this person out by a certain time. There's a call time. You know that. There's a time for them to be on set. Well, I got to do it, too. And polish has to dry. Makeup does not have to dry, and hairspray does not have to dry. It just doesn't. And no disrespect to anyone, but come on.
Right. Right. Absolutely. It's true.
It's true. And I'll say it. Look, I'll say it now, I'll say it for you guys. Anything you need me to just call me.
No, because I just remember an instance when I was working, I think I was working with Kerry Washington, and I got there, time that I was supposed to get there, I set up everything, and we were waiting on the hairstylist, Kerry was eating and waiting on the hairstylist to get there, but when the hairstylist got there, she had to, I don't know, something was going on with her hair, she needed to wet it or something, so she got there, so now that's extra time, like, normally it would be she would just come in and start curling or whatever, but she had to shampoo it or dry it, so she's drying the hair, and I'm looking at the time, so I'm like, okay, well, I'll just get started with her foundation while you're doing that, but of course, the drying, she's like pulling, so her head is gone and moving.
Back and forth.
Completely stop. Yeah, so just stop. So then there's time where now we have to wait for her to get this hair dry before she can even start with anything else. And I'm looking at the time, and now it's almost time for this award show, and she has to walk the red carpet. Well, you know the red carpet is only open for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying to myself, I mean, I know you're doing hair, but I'm here to do makeup, and I want her to be ready so that she's
so,
out on time.
So what do you say? What do you say? I'm just curious. What do you say what did you say in that time?
Well, to be honest, I can't remember what I said. It was maybe about 4 years ago or so. So I don't
but
remember
you did
what
say
I
something.
Said to her, but I did say something.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, on the inside, I was getting a little frustrated because it was like, you know, this is not the beauty parlor and, you know, her hair.
We're a team. That's
right.
The thing. We're a team because we all have to get this person out by a certain time.
I just wish more artists would understand that it's a team effort. And, you know, when there's an issue as a team, we should be able to go to one another with respect, talk about it, and work it out how we can, as a team,
execute it.
Allow each other to do what we have to do and execute it in the right amount of time.
Mm-hmm. I found that just saying it start working for me. It start working.
Okay.
I have this thing with my facial expressions, I've been told, you know. But I just started, you know, when I got to a certain age, it just came out. Listen, with respect.
Right.
With respect. We have to respect one another, but we have to have her out. I have this person out. And sometimes you just have great teams where everybody gets it, you know.
Right.
And just every now and again, for me more, because I'm the manicurist, I think that it's always been my opinion that hair and makeup are more respected than manicures to me. It has always been that to me. And I won't take it back. I feel like that's what it is. And so when the manicurist comes in, we're just supposed to just take anything. I'm like, I'm not that manicurist.
Right.
I'm the manicurist. No. She's that. No.
Right.
I literally, and it took me a while to take that on. Like, it's okay. Because if that's the personality that they're giving me about what they do. And I had to really, not that I wanted to, because I don't come from that. I just come from, hey, how you doing? Boo, boo, boo. But sometimes people don't allow you to do that.
Right.
So then once I go to the other place, I call her Cynthia. And then I'm allowed to go back to Cindy. After we let a little Cynthia out. You know, I call her Cynthia.
But do you think, Cindy, that being that way with your, you know, the perfection and then Cynthia and just the way that you are, do you think that all of that combined has allowed you to continue to work at the level that you're working at still to this day after 2 decades?
Yes, it does. I'm an only child, but my confidant is my mother. So what I didn't say on set, trust me, my mother got the ear full when I got home. And
gotcha,
so-and-so, and so-and-so, and mom, you understand, and boom, and ma, and ma, and ma. You see what I'm saying? So what how I would have said it, I come home, mom. Okay, that was my ear, and she's still my ear.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why is it that everybody can't be how you raised me to be? She said, because they're not my children. You were my child, and I raised you. You do the right thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
absolutely.
I did it that way, and I think it helped along the way. You know, and there was times where, you know, there's some money. I'm like, my way was, you know, all money's not good money. Her way was, well, Cindy, that's money. I'm like, I can't. And there's been one particular person, and I still love this person to this day, but cuckoo. And I called from set from a commercial one day, and she had talked to a hairstylist so bad. Like, I had to get up and leave the room because I was like, wow. And I called my mother. I said, I don't know whether to be upset with you because you didn't teach me how to accept this type of behavior or come home and kiss you for letting me know you don't have to take this. You know what I'm saying? Her and my dad, like, I don't. So I probably have missed a lot and probably could have been further along quicker or whatever. But now at this age, I'm thinking, no, I did it right.
Yep.
Because I will not compromise my integrity and respect. Because I give respect, so I expect it. No, I don't care who you are. And it's with love and it's without malice. But I don't know any other way to be. You know?
Right.
And over the years, I learned not to let someone else bring me over to the bad side. If I stay in character and stay who I am and true to who I am, you'll be all right. You're going to come over here with me because you're going to get it and you're going to start to respect it as long as I don't break, you know, break character.
Right. Wow. I think that's good for a lot of people to know because, you know, some people out there, whether they're nail techs, makeup artists, whatever, you know, they want it so bad that
say it. That's what it
they're
is.
Willing to
by any means necessary.
People around them, any means necessary.
By
but
any
then,
means necessary.
But then they don't last, and
exactly.
They're not. You know how they say the cream will rise to the top. They're not in this game for two decades.
Exactly.
Because eventually, all of that's going to run out.
Exactly. And they don't mean any harm. I think they don't know.
No, they don't.
And sometimes it's two things, excited about who they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that I've always been that person, again, without the cockiness. I feel like I'm the one that knows how to do the nails for that part of the job. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm the star when I walk in when it comes to the nails, if you called me. So this, staying in my lane, I just the star. I'm, you know, doing the nails. Nothing like, oh my God, I'm the star. No, I don't mean that. Go deeper.
Right.
No, I'm the star because if I leave here, my nails are done. Like I really know how to do nails for real. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
I care. You get what I'm saying? So nothing. Not that. I'm the star. I don't mean that by no means necessary. So
mm-hmm.
they don't know, and sometimes it could be two reasons: money reasons. Do anything for a dollar or not. Could be just excited. If you do this for free, you'll get some tears. And you just – see, I don't understand working for free. I don't get that either. But agencies and all that. Because what's your commission of free? How does that work?
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back. So
which part?
Let's start with this one. You said you don't understand –
working for free.
Working for free?
Mm-hmm.
So you mean like – for instance, if you were working, doing a
like
Matt,
like you said, they don't know and don't last for two decades. Sometimes they're just excited to do who they're doing or being
mm-hmm.
bought onto set or being bought into something that they
mm-hmm.
will either work for free or take any type of just being treated any kind of way.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, no,
yeah.
This is your business.
Right.
And a lot of people get it mixed up with I'm just a manicurist opposed to, no, I have a business. This is my business. This is my career. I'm not just a manicurist. But if it's easier
right.
for you to deal with it that way, that's okay with me.
Right. Right. So how do you go to this is a business for someone who's a manicurist? How does a manicurist put all of that together? How do they get to the point where they recognize that this should be a business, if that's what they want, for those who want that? How do they recognize that and then go toward it?
Well, I always say, and I know we're probably going to, when you go to school, we're going to school again. I had no idea, but then, of course, when my father opened up the nail salon, okay, then it became a business. But if I was going to be out there, and trust me, you get, oh, I ought to let you do my nails. If you say, oh, what do you do for a living? You know, that's the conversation. Oh, I'm a manicurist. At that time, I'm a manicurist. Oh, I ought to let you do my nails. No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. But you have to take it to the next level if you want to. If you, when you know better, you do better. So
right.
In anything that you do, you want to make it a business. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's making lollipops, whatever. The whole thing is turning that into a business. And I think once you get out here and you want more and you start paying attention and you find somebody that you like to follow, like if it's, I don't care what manicurist it is or hairstylist or makeup, you follow them, see how they're doing what they're doing, you know, make contact with people. When you get into the business and you start going to the nail shows or, you know, you become aware. You become aware,
mm-hmm.
and you know where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope you
right.
know where you want to go at some point. Even if you don't start there, at some point you get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm here. Now how can I make it go here? How can I make more money and do this? So when you sit in it for a little bit, hopefully it gets to that. And sometimes your destiny is your destiny. I don't care. Even if you hadn't decided that, your destiny is your destiny.
That's right.
It can be delayed, but it is what it is. I don't care.
But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you may not even know it when you start.
Absolutely. That's so true. What inspires you?
Life or nails?
Any of it.
What inspires me is anything new. I bore very easily. So anything new, anything that's good, you know what I mean? If
mm-hmm.
we're talking about people, I love people that are just, you know, with a good heart. So anything that makes me smile inspires me. And if it's work, if it's nail work. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And what about the nail business? What is it about the nail business that makes you smile?
When I see someone that does work, like, exceptionally well, like their artwork, because I'm not into the artwork anymore,
mm-hmm.
but when I see someone, it's weird. It's like looking at something, you're like, no, that's some good work right there. You don't. I really feel like we don't get a lot of good work. We get a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And a lot
right.
of designs and a lot of stuff. But it's like an artist. You know how you look at something, you're like, wow, now that's some work right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes me smile. It's not, you know how they say it's the quality, not the quantity.
Right.
And not just throwing stuff out there. I don't care how simple it is or how intricate it is. That's what makes me smile. If it's something and it's right when you're finished, I don't care if it's a lot of stuff, I need to be able to see it clearly and it needs to be perfect. That person
right.
would inspire me, and that work would be like, okay, I want to see what else you can do. That's beautiful.
right. Are there any nail techs out there that you really, really love their work?
Hmm. I've been on Instagram. I start learning this Instagram and this social media within the last year because I just would not do it. I would not
uh-huh.
do it. And a makeup artist made me do it. So I've only been on all of the social media for about a year. And I don't know them personally, but I've been following
right.
some people on Instagram. Now, you know what? There's a nail salon out here called Bar. Is it Latin?
Yeah,
nail.
Black Bar, uh-huh.
I
like
think
that.
So.
Yeah.
And I have really been like, I'm like, okay, I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, the cuticles is looking, oh, I like this. To me, they do beautiful work. And especially as a salon, I'm liking that part of it. Like, okay. Now, I can't speak on the sanitation and all that because I don't know all that, but I'm loving the pictures
that, right.
So far.
Right.
So I'm like, okay,
exactly.
Beautiful. The cuticles are looking good. You know, so far, so good.
And I'm glad you said cuticles because the one thing about nail photos, like on Instagram, I see them mainly on Instagram this way. But when you go on a lot of social medias like Tumblr and Facebook, you see it a little bit, but not as much as on Instagram. When you're on Instagram and people are showing those photos of the nail, it burns me up when I see a great polish job, nice design, and the cuticles are
ate up,
all jacked up, and they're dry. And I'm like, why would people post a photo of dry, jacked up cuticles?
See, that's what I mean by perfection.
Right.
And let's go here. It could be, but I'm with you on that. I'm trying to give them an out.
Mm-hmm.
If it was me and I, like, either knew the person or, you know, I wouldn't step out of my lane. Just, it was, you know what, next time you take a picture, babe, we need to just cut the, you know, do the cuticle. Maybe not knowing. Maybe not knowing.
Right.
And that would be the only thing. Like, sometimes we don't know. We don't know. Now, I know they can see the same thing we see there. That would bother me. I'm trying to give them an out.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you trying to.
You see what I'm saying?
Now.
Like, just give them a little nudge. Like, hey, you know how that could be better? No offense, but.
Oh, well, listen.
Or no disrespect,
on,
I should say. Let's try it this way.
Somebody, Sharantina on Twitter is saying that she's seen the opposite. Those extra oily turns her off too.
Oh my God, I'm thinking the same thing. Tell her I'm with her. Listen.
I
was thinking that they
that.
Was putting all the oil to hide
that's what I was thinking. No, well,
to
you,
hide
you know,
the imperfection.
But you
that's
know what
I was thinking.
Well, you know, at first when I saw that, I wasn't quite sure what that was. Like, I would see that like a few years ago, but now I'm wondering if they're putting on the oil drops to, you know, to dry your nail polish. And then I'm wondering if they're doing that and then taking the photo.
Well, could be that, or it could be this. Again, artwork, our work, their work, hair work, it's all subjective.
That's
so
right.
To them, that picture may look better to them. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And to us, we're saying, okay, can we take a little bit of that oil off? You know what I mean? But to
right.
them, that might be just more attractive to them. It's all subjective. Hate to say it,
well,
but it is what
okay.
it is.
It's all subjective on the extra oil, but on that flip side, what we were just talking about,
yeah.
I don't have any. Don't
that's
have
not subjective. We're not giving that to them.
That's
not
no,
subjective.
No, we're not gonna let them have that one.
Okay, okay. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, we're not gonna let them have that one.
But the only reason why I was giving them out on the oil is because. Because I don't care if you put oil on. If there's a hangnail or that the skin is sticking up, it's coming through the oil. Because it's sticking up, you know, the hangnails or the whatever. So the oil, I'm thinking they think that's kind of, you know, it's okay, it's attractive. Or it could be drying oil, but I didn't know, do we still use the drying oil? And if we do, can we just wipe it off a little bit? You know what I mean? But the cuticles, I don't know. Not unless, are they professionals that's doing the cuticles that's not done?
Well, you know what?
That's a good thought.
That's a good question, but to be honest, of all the professionals, a lot of the professionals that I've seen, they rarely post their some of them will post their work like that. You won't necessarily see just like a hand.
Okay.
That's one of the things I've noticed about some of the professionals. You don't see like a hand with the nail polish, holding the polish, just somebody's hand in there. A lot of times when you see a hand, it's most of the time they're pictures from someone at a salon.
I was going to say that because I have very few in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I have very few. And that would be because I'm not connected to the salon to have individuals like that. I try to remember now when I'm on set to hold up a polish, take the polish, you know.
Right.
But I have to remember, listen, she's getting up there, and sometimes I have to really remember, okay, can you put – and sometimes I really just don't care and don't have time to do that. But I have to remind myself to do that every now and again.
Right. I think for some of those pictures, it may be like an Instagram blogger, and then some people in the salon. Because, you know, for someone in the salon, I mean, you want people to see their hands. So, you know, that's probably how you're trying to get more business.
I've seen more bloggers like that. I haven't yet have seen the cuticles jacked up like with the nail people.
No.
Not that I've seen everybody. I've seen more bloggers like that.
Right. Yeah, more bloggers. Yep. Because for them, they're not showing off the whole nail. They're just showing off polish, I guess. But we'll move on from that. We'll move on from that one.
Oh, but listen, I hear you, and I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. I'll say it if you won't say it. I think if you're a blogger, can we clean that up? I'll say it. That's just to make it polished, but that's just how I am, a little persnickety, but that's okay. Now we can move on.
We can move on.
I said it for you.
Now, I've heard you mention talk a lot about sanitation, and so I want to talk a little bit about licensing, and I don't know if you're familiar with the issue, but if you're not, I'll kind of catch you up to speed, but are you familiar with the deregulation issue in regard to state licensing cosmetology?
They're trying to cut that out of the budget, cut back the hours and the licensing.
They're just trying to take those licenses all together.
Here's my question. So they're just supposed to just get out there? Like, in other words, say, for instance, I didn't have a license, and I just said, well, I'm interested in that. I'm just supposed to get out there, and it's okay, I can go get a job at any place? And is that what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You can get a job at any place, but also what they're really thinking is, let's just say for hairstylists or nail artists, you know, because a lot of people are doing nails and hair out of their homes without a license.
Mm.
So they figure these people will come out of their homes, get into, you know, buildings, you know, and make it a legitimate
business.
But my understanding is that they're trying to cut the money, the funding for this, right? So are we going to, at the end of this, are we going to even have schools?
Mm-mm. This is what they're saying. We want to take, a lot of states agree with this, that they should take the licenses away. And if you take the licenses away, now the license, when you renew every year or every 2 years, however often, that's money that's going to the state. But they figure, cut that out altogether, and now because you've cut that out, we're going to have more hairstylists and more nail techs, more barbers, more people doing skincare, and now they're going to be able to open up their own businesses. It's going to be easier for them to open up their own businesses, which is going to throw more money back on it.
I see, and but I am understanding currently with no licenses.
Yes.
Okay, I thought that's what we were saying. Really? First of all, I'm offended because I had to have one, and I'm still, I'm offended.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, hair, nails, the hands on, listen, that part I get, that practice make perfect. Just because we go to school, we don't necessarily come out the best. We learn as we go. You know that once we get out. But what about sanitation? I mean, the rest we could do when we get out. Okay, if I have to give something, I'll give that part up. But there's some stuff we need to know. We need to know it.
And you know what? And every time we ask someone that question, that's the first thing that comes up is sanitation.
Did we not hear me talk about bleach in the beginning? No.
I guess.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But no, we can't do that. I'm offended. I had to go to school, and I expect everybody else to do the same. That's what I expect.
One thing, if you're passionate about your craft and you really care about the people you service, I think you would want to go to school and you would want to have a license. you know, you would want to be set apart from,
exactly.
from those people who aren't, who aren't practicing with the license.
Exactly.
But for those who just want to make money, then yes, they don't care about a license. And that's why if you have people doing hair and nails and all of that out of their home. And I do understand that, you know, there are some people who are talented in those areas and they just don't have the money to go to school.
Exactly.
So I do understand that. But, I mean, there are ways of getting, you know, student loans and things like that. And, you know, but, I mean, I'm not going to get into, like, you know, those people who can't afford it and why they, you know, why
exactly,
they're not able
of course.
To get assistance. But, you know, there are people out there who their reasoning is they can't afford it. But they are talented in those areas. But it still doesn't make it right.
I will say we had Naja on we interviewed her and we asked her the same thing and she was like, she said it didn't bother her not one bit. She said because patience. But still, I say if you cut a license out,
where are they getting an education from?
About an education.
They're not
going to
worry about getting the education.
Well, I was going to say, but that's what we're in school for the education. No disrespect to Naja, but we're in school for the education, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So how are we not getting I'm sorry. Was that an oxymoron, or did I misunderstand? If my ignorance, break it down for me.
Well, no. I mean, it just kind of didn't make any sense to me, and I was shocked that she said it, to be honest with you, because – yes, people go to school to get the education, but they know once they receive that education, they know that's going to allow them to get the license.
Exactly.
You know, so
the license is coming from the education.
The license is coming from the education. It's your reward for getting the education.
Okay.
You know, it's what makes you look legit to the customer. It's what the customer feels protects them.
Well, this is why I said – in the beginning, if we had to give something up in that process, to me it would be more of the hands-on hours opposed to the book hours.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Where it'd be the technical. And don't get me wrong. In all, whether it's construction, sorry to go off, but any of these things, of course there's things in the books we may not never use.
Exactly.
Not the point. Like I can, from flanges to some of them other words I probably couldn't remember today. Not the point. The point is if I had to give up something, I want the book. You understand what I'm saying? Making people still do the hours at least. Cut the hours. That means we don't need, is it $1,600 for your hair? Maybe it's not $1,600. Maybe let's take it and cut it back to just the book hours.
Right.
And
that,
make
that's a
that
good point.
If we had to do something.
That's a good point because I'm thinking about when I was in aesthetic school, and, you know, we had, of course, a certain number of hours for every little service. Now, like, I think I forgot how much hands-on, like, hours we had to do for makeup. The thing is, when I get out of school, I'm going to practice makeup on my friends and all that anyway.
Practice makes perfect.
You know, all of the little facial hours we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of school, I did facials, you know, before I was ever working in a salon or anything, I was doing facials for people at my house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
For practice. So you're still going to get the practice in. Even when you go on a job and start working a job, you're going to get the practice by doing the work.
You're going to learn what works. You're going to learn what doesn't work. You're going to run into somebody you're going to pick up from, like, you might have a mentor. Like, you might, I like that work. How do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And start.
This is the thing. You can practice for 1,000 hours on makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the way you want it to be until you get out of school working with that real-life client, not your friend that you invited to come to the school so that you can get your hours, or your classmates that you're working on so you can get your hours. It's going to be that real-life client who doesn't have perfect skin, you know what I mean, who has dark circles under their eyes. They're not 22, 23, you know what I mean? That's when the real practice comes in, and that only comes with being in the industry and being in the business and actively working, whether it's hair, makeup, or nails.
Exactly. I say learn what you need to learn to pass the test.
Thank you.
Yes.
Once you get past that test, you will learn to be creative.
Yes.
Now you
absolutely
can be creative. You understand?
Yes.
That's in anything. So I don't know, but I feel like the education comes up under that, so I'm going to leave that alone, but I'm just going to say I need for you to have a little education. That's what I want you to do, because I'm going to need for you to go to that board, pass that test just like I had to do. I don't think you need, if we had to cut back on something, it would be the practice. You know, you got to put in the practice hours, so many hours on doing the people and the clients to come in. Okay, let's. If we had to cut something, maybe we can cut that. But I'm going to need for you to know what's in that book and the sanitation. I'm going to need you to know that.
You know, but you know what, Cindy? I'm really thinking that for these different states, cutting some of the hours, like cutting what we have to learn, I don't even think they care. I honestly don't think they care. I think it's all about their thinking that they're going to make more money by not having a license altogether. And I will say this. Back when I was in nail school, a year after I did makeup school, back then I was studying everything, just going crazy studying, trying to make sure I had everything down. I was so nervous about this this state board exam. And when I went there, you know, they separated you in groups. And I was in the group that I was in had to go, and we had to take the, we had to go
that's
to the written,
yes.
part of the test.
That's theory.
So, the theory. So I get in there, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just trying to make sure I remember all this stuff. It probably was like 200. Get in there. Out of the 200 questions, 190 of them were sanitation. And I'm over-exaggerating about the number of questions, but...
I get what you're saying, though.
All of them, about except 10, were sanitation. Everything else was a mix of all the other 10 chapters in the book. And those questions were so easy, it was ridiculous. That's how much the state really, I mean, you know, before cared about what you knew. That's all they were cared about.
Yeah.
When I went to the practical, brought my model in, my mother was the model, you had to select which finger you were going to do. You were going to do the acrylic enhancement on, and I think you had to submit that with your application, which finger. So when we got there, the nail that I was going to use broke before we got there, like the day of hope. So I'm panicking, and now, you know, you're not supposed to talk, and you're not supposed to ask questions. Well, I asked a question anyway to one of the moderators. I was like, the nail broke, what am I supposed to do? She's like, just do the best that you can. So I'm doing the best that I can, and days later and weeks later, I'm waiting to get these results, and I'm so nervous. I'm like, oh, my God, I bet you that nail. Like, you know, I'm thinking
like that nail caused me not to get my license.
Yeah, caused me not to get my license. The very last thing they're thinking about.
Well, I'm going to make you laugh, you know, Missy. That means you went after me. When I went, all I had to do was a manicure, period. I mean, no, in the theory, don't get me wrong, and you know. But I didn't have to do it. Remember they added the fingernail, maybe a so-and-so nail and a that nail. And I only had to do a manicure.
Oh, my God.
That's how long ago, right?
Oh, my God. Wow. And it's so funny because I want to get – I'm licensed in the state of Maryland, and I want to get reciprocity in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to make me take – because Georgia has so many more hours than Maryland. I'm just like, oh, God.
Really?
I can see right now. Matter of fact, Georgia has more hours than California.
It wasn't always that way, right? Because I heard that usually in nursing, hair, you know, everything, that California was more strict with all the hours than if you went anywhere else. So has that changed?
They were, but Georgia has changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know I was licensed in Las Vegas because I had moved to Vegas back when they started building up. The lakes was one of the first things. All I had to do was take the written over. I didn't have to do anything else but the written. And if I passed that, I was good. So I did like a little refresher course, and I passed the written and got my license there.
So did Vegas have less hours or more?
I thought it was less, but what you were doing is taking just that written, I guess, to make sure you at least know the what are we talking about? Sanitations and the basics.
Right.
Still needed to know that.
Gotcha. Well, you know, and that's just me assuming. I don't know what they'll make me do, so maybe – hopefully it's something as simple as that, sanitation and the basics.
Well, we could definitely call them and find out.
Yeah, that's what I said I was going to do. I was going to call
them.
Well,
and it might not even be as you know, as you think. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Let me ask you this question, Cindy. We have a question from our tweet chat.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Carolina 48 is asking, mm-hmm. how can you keep your nail polish she says, how can you keep your nail polish to last on your fingernails? Well, basically, how can you keep your how can
on
your polish
personally
to last on your
while we're doing the other person or our clients?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
You mean on, you know, I get that question all the time, like how do I keep my own polish on my own nails while I'm doing the client? But if we're talking about the client.
The client. She's talking about how she gets her nails done, how can she make it last?
So she's getting hers done?
Right.
She's the client. So here's the thing, the truth. I always ask a client, what is your daily routine like? I have clients that do nothing. And when I go back in a week, they're perfect. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're washing mm-hmm. dishes and you're doing everyday regular, you know, stuff, gloves could help. But if you're cleaning and washing and that kind of thing, the water is going to lift that nail polish up. You need a good base coat and a good top coat, and you need to seal it off at the tip. But I don't care if you're washing dishes every day on a regular. We chipping. It's going to chip. I don't care what they say. So gloves. How about gloves?
Especially natural nails.
Yeah, I'm going to say gloves. But if you got acrylics or, you know, acrylic adheres to acrylic, so you don't have to worry about that. So gloves,
right.
Gloves, Miss Caroline, gloves.
All right.
Let's talk about fall trends. What's new in nails or what's exciting in nails for this fall?
Ooh. This year I've seen metallics, grays,
mm-hmm.
Still designs. We're still doing designs,
yep.
But they're softer.
Oh.
However that could be, they're softer.
Right.
You know what I mean? To be honest, even though metallics and grays and it's still everything goes. By the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
everything still goes. I don't care what we're
That's
saying
true.
It is. It's like everything goes.
Yep.
Everything goes.
That's true. That's so
everything
true.
Everything is still in.
Mm-hmm. I've seen, like, a lot of the half moon designs fall, you know, like
but,
the different
But that's been around for
different.
A long time, and it's at the cuticle.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's been,
yep.
we've done, it's, that hasn't went anywhere.
Yeah.
We've been doing that. Do you understand
right.
what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Everything still goes. It's like it may look new now if you're doing more of it, but they've been doing that. I've
mm-hmm.
seen everything. So everything's still a go.
Which is pretty much the same for a lot of things. Makeup, clothes. I mean, you know, you have your one or two new looks or new pieces, but for the most part, everything still goes. It's not like you get rid of your wardrobe from last year because of a new trend this fall.
So if we had to add anything new in, I would say it would be the iridescent metallic-y look.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that thing can be very pretty. So we'll just wait and see what actually comes about. What will you be wearing this fall on your nail?
Okay, I'm real basic. I wear a lot of white, a lot of pink.
Uh-huh.
Again, I'm a doll of a certain age. I'm not having all that on my nails. It does not work for me.
Uh-huh.
I've been there, done that. And I always say, if we've done it already, I'm not supposed to do it again. So I'm a basic. I may wear French every now and again, but I wear white and pink, shades of light, soft baby pinks. And I love a soft, not an iridescent, but more of like a, it might have a little shimmer. You'd have to pay very close attention to it, and I might overlay that on top.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. It goes with everything from day to if I'm out to dinner, you know. Very basic. Very chic.
Very basic.
Yeah, very basic. It don't take a lot for me.
Right.
I talk with my hands sometimes, and I can't see all that stuff flying across. I'm like, get this off of my nails. Like, I can't do this.
Right. I'm laughing because I can be somewhat very basic as well, and I'm trying to do a little more, but
I tried to. No, I tried it. That's why I can tell you as my hands are talking and going across, and I'm like, get it off. It's too much for me. Just for me, though. Just for me.
Well, you know, years ago when the hand-painted designs were out, I used to get the design sometimes, and I had to stop because I just couldn't stand to look at it. You know, when it looks very nice, but when it's on every finger, because, you know, back then it was like every finger you would have a design, and it was just too much for me to look at, so I couldn't take it, so I stopped getting the design. And then for about 10 years, I worked as a tax accountant. And one of the first things that we're having a thunderstorm, you guys might hear thunder. But one of the first things that they told me in the office is that, you know, don't wear red nail polish because it streaks the paper that we print our tax returns on.
Oh, yeah.
Nail polish. So what I did was, and it was funny because I was just starting to do nails back then, too. I could kind of stop wearing nail polish altogether. So I was like, that way I wouldn't have to be worried about, oh, what color I'm putting on, you know, whatever. So I just stopped wearing, just maybe wear like a clear, and that would be it. But for a few years, I stopped wearing polish, and then I had to get back into it, but I couldn't go back to design.
Because
so now
you grew up.
Yeah, well, that too. And when I do the designs now, it's just like one, like an accent nail, that's it, and it's kind of like very simple, toned down design.
Exactly. I did it in my 20s. I did. And listen, and it was beautiful. But like I said, when you grow up, I mean, you change. You change.
But
and my clients
have
grew up with me. They like, they don't, you know, again, I love to see beautiful artwork. Love it. Just not on my nails.
Right, exactly. But one of the things that I'm noticing is, like, I've been looking at, because of the reciprocity issue, I've just kind of been looking at different nail programs. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that they are dedicating more hours to nail art.
Really?
I remember being in school. And it was just like we went over nail art one day. It was just one day, very quickly. You know, we had the rest of the day to kind of practice and play with it. Because I think she showed us the airbrush as well as some, you know, hand-painted designs. And we just had the rest of the day to kind of play around with it. I wasn't good at it and could care less. Funny thing about it was when we were in high school, my sister used to all these nail designs, but then I was the one who went to nail school, like, probably about 10, 15 years later.
Wow.
But, it's crazy. Like, she would do all these, get all these, like, fake nails and do all these designs on them and had them all on a board. You know, just something to do, I guess. But, and then I'm the one who wound up going to nail school, and I wasn't even interested in that when she was doing that. But, they're dedicating more hours to nail art, and it just kind of, to me, it's almost like an extension of kind of what's going on, you know, in the nail business. You see so much nail
art.
Well,
it sounds like that they're being creative and trying to just stay updated.
You know how you
just do stuff just to do stuff, because still, like you said, what if I went to nail school now and then that was a part of it? I'm like, I don't want to do nail art. I'm not good. I'm just saying, if that was who, so now I got to do that, and I'm not. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So now, do you do that at the test? I mean, when they go to take the test as well?
I don't know.
Now, does that increase the hours, or is this just a part of the hours?
It's just a part of the hours.
Okay.
I don't know if it increased it or not.
Okay.
Because I was just shocked at the fact that they dedicated so much time to something that you have to practice and get good at. Well, and that's just everything. But I feel like if you're in nail school, a basic manicure from the time you start school to the time you graduate, you should have a basic manicure down. That's just like every day in nail school.
That's,
you
know, right.
But,
that's all I did.
But acrylic, that's something that you have to work at. back when I went to school, it was the hard gel. That's something you have to work at. You know,
exactly.
Now you have the gel polish and, you know, all this other stuff. That's still stuff that you have to work at. Just like when I was talking about the acrylic extension, you know, for the test, I was freaking out, but really they just want to see the basics of, you know, for doing that. But when I heard you say all you had to do was a manicure,
that's
for
it.
Me, that makes more sense.
That's all I
Every
had to
nail,
do.
But I guess in their heads, they're preparing you for work in the salon. Versus...
But not necessarily. Well, that's interesting because we have so many classes we can take. Now,
mm-hmm.
what I was known for back then in the salon was my pink and whites. Do you remember when we started that?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was known for, my pink and whites. I didn't put the white tip on and just put a clear overlay. I sculpted the nail, and that's what I was known for. I didn't learn that in school.
Right.
I turned on a video, and I watched how she did it, and I set my mother down and said, let me do this. And all I had to do was know how I kid you, because I, that's how I did hair when I, like I said, I thought I was going to do hair. I would watch. I would go to the salon if I got my hair done, and she would round brush, you know, not
uh-huh.
that straight with the blow dryer. And I would come home, and I was known for my hair in high school. That's if you read my yearbook, it was always, oh, your hair, you know. I would
uh-huh.
practice on the girls that I went to school with, and they would allow me to do it. I literally would cut their hair, do their hair, all of that. I could watch you, and I can, okay, let me go perfect that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't learn that in school.
I didn't learn
that in school. Because I think it's a waste of time. What if you choose to just be a natural nail polish, a natural nail artist? Why do I need to know that?
Right. Well, and that's one of the questions I was going to ask you. Is that basically what you do?
Now, natural?
With your commercial work.
Yes, and only more so because that's what they most of the time require.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and again, you'll see a commercial with nails where they have a whole lot of different colors or whatever. Most of the time, I kid you not, most of the time, I have a bottle of a shade of sheer pink of some sort and a shade of
mm-hmm.
sheer nude of some sort because you don't want to take away from the product.
Right.
Now, there are some specific commercials where you'll see where they got creative and put, like, red to match the scene, blue to match
mm-hmm.
the scene, or maybe a JCPenney's commercial where they got a little creative. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, if you see a product being held or touched or whatever, they don't want to – you can't take away from the product. It's what I've learned over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's why they keep it so simple.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And I think that's why I love commercials.
It's kind of simple. Just do a nice manicure, nice
mm-hmm.
polish.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes feet as well, but just very simple. It's not complicated, you know. And
right.
now, don't get me wrong now. If they needed something else within my, you know, we could do that too. But here's the thing. You can, you know, you don't have to do acrylics. We're gluing on tips now. I mean, you glue on the whole
right.
nail now.
Absolutely. Yep.
And make them look absolutely gorgeous. You remember back, I don't know if you remember how far back, but they used to be all thick and you can tell, like, oh, that's a nail. That's a nail,
yeah.
like a cap sitting on top of the nail. They're making
right.
these nails so amazing now. You put them on, and they look like they're growing from the cuticle.
Absolutely. If you put them on right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because I've seen some ads where I'm like, oh, my God, you can tell that's a tip.
Well, and it's funny you should say that. I've seen them where they put the whole nail on, and
mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if they were doing it for design purposes, but they were huge. They were like, I'm like, all of those look like thumbnails almost. Like, you know how they have different sizes? But they're huge, and they were sitting on top, but I wasn't sure if it was for the design effect.
Right.
And I just didn't know, because I didn't know just looking at the pictures, I'm like, all of those nails look like there was either the thumbnail or that nail right under the thumbnail on every nail.
Right. Wow.
And it bothered me.
I'm sure it did.
But what do I know?
Well, you mentioned a portfolio. when a nail tech is attempting to build a portfolio, I don't know, maybe they're seeking out agency, or maybe they just want some, you know, something to show of their work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest they do? How many pictures should be in their book to start? And then what should those pictures look like?
Here's my thing. It's not about a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The pictures that you do choose to do need to be beautiful, perfect by whatever standards that is. I would say what they should look like. You have some people in the industry that want, they're excited, I want to do Vogue and I want to do that. You see what I'm saying? Then you have manicures, just like hair people, I want to do more high fashion or more da-da-da-da-da. So you have different areas in which you want to work.
Uh-huh.
So I would start with the basics, and you can then you need to at some point, different agencies, I think, what I found is they deal with different type of things. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Some are more with, you know, all your magazines and your covers and your stuff like that. And then you have some that go into different directions. So start with the basic. Get with a maybe get with if someone hasn't bought you on, if you haven't made any connection, you can go on and find you a photographer and work with them and set your own thing up if you want to. Or they may be looking for someone to do nails, and you can use those as your tears and start your book that way. Set up your own photo shoot if you have to, and build it slowly.
Absolutely.
And as you go with an agency, they're going to build your book anyway.
Right, absolutely. So basically you just want the best, even if it's just basic photos and then maybe something that looks a little more.
No, if it's in your book, what I would do, I would set up a professional shoot. Now, if you have to understand, you have photographers that's getting in the business as well that needs to show work as well.
Absolutely.
So that you work together and everybody's working together for free. Now, that would be the only time I say working for free is okay, when it benefits you. Not when it benefits somebody else. I have a problem with that. So if you get nowadays, if you, like I said, if you turn it into a business and you haven't got with someone, set up your own photo shoot.
Right.
Get your own photographer.
So
know the direction you want to go.
And when I say basic, I mean, you know, basic nails. Nice.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. I thought you just meant snapping a picture. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, no. Just nice, clean, but beautiful nails.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then you can take it up a notch, you know, for a photo or two where you may do something that's kind of, you know, design work or high fashion or what have you.
Exactly. I would say the most important thing is what? Perfection.
Get them cuticles right.
Get it right. If you go on my Instagram, you don't see a lot of I even look at it sometimes and say, these nails look all alike to me. I do that to myself sometimes. I'm like, but that's what they're asking for. But the picture's beautiful, and I'm doing it, so it must be, you know, but they're right. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't need a lot of to do, because you can go in any direction if you can just get that basic down. It's back to the same thing. If you got the basic down, you can add whatever you want to add to it.
Absolutely. Somebody's asking on the tweet chat, how long should you keep nail polish on your shelf?
I think you should keep it on there until it doesn't work for you anymore. I have polished. Really? I mean, like, if it's working for you, why throw it away?
Right.
I carry polish in the back of my car, so just imagine in the trunk of the car how the sun has hit it, how by the time I get to some of it, sometimes it has separated, and I'm thinking, this is not, and I shake it up, and it's, we still okay? You'll know when you open it up, and if it's clunky, throw that in trash. Throw it in trash. And if not, if it's good, keep it. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Colors recycle whether we know it or not. It recycles.
Mm-hmm. What should every manicurist have in their kit?
On set or in a salon? On set?
On set, Just like if you're going if you're going to be on set or if you're going out to do a job.
To do someone. I would have the basic, what you was, the basic that you was taught in school, you know, because the education that we're supposed to get, they're going to teach you your oil, your remover, your all that. You're gonna, that's what you have in that kit and your tools, the ones that are important to you, because you can get anything, but we all have our favorite nippers and, you know, all our tools that we use. Most important thing are those things. The basics again.
Right.
Because you're going to add, all you need to add to that, once you have your basics, is if they call you, if they need a specific anything. Again, we're going to add that. If it's a gel polish, can you bring, you know, you have that with you.
Right.
But your basics is your basics. It's just like your makeup artist, your brushes, what are your most important, your brushes? So it will be our tools and our remover and our oil. And we learn that when we're in school, that they're trying to cut from us. We need to know that.
Right. Right.
We need that.
Now, speaking of the gel polish, you don't think that having a couple of gel polishes, because I'm not thinking that, I'm thinking that when you get a call for a job, they're not going to always say,
tell you what they want.
Polish. Yeah.
Interesting that you asked that question. Even on commercials, sometimes it's, I don't know, can you just bring everything? And I learned to say, no, I need to know what you need. And that's okay. Think about it. I've been in the business over 2 decades. So should I bring all the polishes and all the gels? How am I carrying all that?
Mm-hmm.
How many colors have we changed throughout the years? So my questions are, what color direction are we going in?
So
now, if you say red, if you say, let's just say red, I'm going to bring a variation from orange red to blue red. You get what I'm saying? But I need a direction. And they'll say that sometimes just because they don't know. Well, to me, your job is to know what's needed. So I'm going to need you to hang up, call me back, and let me know what we need. I got to a point where I'm not bringing gel polish. Don't get me wrong. It's in my car. But if I don't need to carry it, it gets very heavy.
Right.
It's just as easy. Again, we don't need to make this complicated. You have to know what you want. You have to.
So basically what you're saying is that every artist needs to get to a point where when they get those calls for the job, they need to ask specific questions.
That's right.
That's
right.
And that, you know, that just helps you all in the long run as far as how to pack your kit.
That's right.
So that you know what you have and you're not taking everything.
Exactly. But you could still have it in the car because we carry everything in the trunk. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
if it gets to where I'm like, oh, I can go to the car and get this, or I can send somebody to the car and get it. But it's easier if – it makes it easier for everybody if you just ask the question. If you go to the doctor, they're going to ask you what's wrong with you, right? Well, I've been having a headache. But there's questions that are asked. You need to know these things. And you best better believe from the director to everybody, everybody has a direction in which they're trying to get. Don't get to me and think that you can just disrespect what I do and don't have to tell me what you need. We all need to know. And it's okay to ask those questions. They'll try to make you think sometimes it's not okay. No, this is how I do business. This is how I do business. So I need to know what direction, what color, what are we doing, and that's how we go. And they'll tell you sometimes, well, the actress has on gel nails. Great, I know to bring some remover to remove the gel polish. Am I correct? These
that's
are
right.
questions
right.
that need to be asked.
Now, let me ask you, what if they, and I'm just asking what you do, what if they don't tell you about the actress nail? Do you always, are you always in the habit of asking them about the actress nail?
Yes, I will. And sometimes, now I will say sometimes they don't know. But being that I've been in the business so long and that I work with production, half when I get the phone calls, they know me. They usually know who I am or I've been referred. They may call me at the last minute, oh, my God, she has. But if it gets that, because see, it's production, so they can't be put out there like that either. So So if they have to run to the store and get a remover or whatever, but usually they don't have to do that. I have put in my head, okay, we got gels on and I didn't bring a remover. I know how to take that file and file it off.
Right.
Get creative. Get creative.
Right, right.
Know your business. Know your business. So we got to get the gel off and I don't have the foil with me in hand. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll file it off and we'll put it right back on. I got you. Don't worry about it.
Right. Speaking of that, I just saw, and I cannot remember, I shouldn't even be mentioning it because I can't remember exactly what the product is, but there is some new product where it takes the gels off. You don't have to use the foils anymore. It's coming out this fall. I cannot remember what the product is, though.
How do you put it on? That sounds good. How do you put it on?
I have no idea. I guess you still put it on the same way, but you can just it comes off so much easier and faster without.
Is that the one where you put the top coat on and it's supposed to go on like gels, but when you get ready to take it off, you just take it off?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm going to research it real quick while we're talking.
Okay.
So my next question, while I'm researching this, we mentioned earlier in the show, we were talking, and I said we would get back to this, and we were talking about walking in your power.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk a little bit more about that and getting to where we need to be. You know, specifically we're speaking of nails, but, you know, we're talking about nail techs, and but I guess, that, you know, it can apply to whatever you do. But if you could just talk a little bit more about what this walking in your power is all about.
First, you need to understand what it is and know who you are and not be afraid of who you are. Deciding what it is that you want to do and who you want to be, because I believe you create who you want to be. When I was growing up, it was go find yourself, you know? That's what my parents used to say. Go find yourself. And I taught my daughter, who just graduated from high school, girl, go and create who you want to be. Because that's what I did. I created who I wanted to be. And sometimes you don't know early on. I think I knew early on who I wanted to be. And with that, I wouldn't let anybody take that from me. Because if you're not strong enough in your will, people, even if your hair, you know, you can go on set sometime and people will try to break that down. Well, no, I know what I'm doing. You need to just be secure with who you are and know who you are. And just long as it's good light, walk in it. Not no bad light. You got to be the right light. Because if it's not right, it's not going to happen right for you anyway. It's going to deter you and it's going to delay you. Trust me. And once you understand who you are, and as we keep growing and learning, and we change, I think we change. I think I've been myself all this time, but there's some things that I've changed that I wanted to better. When I knew better, I wanted to learn better and do better. And that's what we need to do.
That's
but we need to stand in line and not let anyone break us from that. And if it's our business and what we know how to do, know it, learn it, be the best at it, and can't nobody take that from you.
True. At what point in your life and in your career, you know, did you get to this point where, you know, you realized who you were and who you wanted to be and you came to an understanding of, okay, I got this. You know, I know how to create who I want to be.
Well, I'm going to say that I've always been, my mother said to me, you were just always a little girl that's just going to do what you wanted to do. She says that all the time. She says, I couldn't tell you nothing. You just did what you – I was that person. And, I mean, I didn't know that. I just did, you know. Being the only child, you know, the sun rose and set on me. I didn't know anything else, you know, with my father, my daddy. I didn't know anything else. My daddy said, you get what I'm saying? So
I
really didn't know anything else. I had to learn over time that, okay, Daddy said, but okay, some of this stuff we just going to have to, you know what I mean? We're going to have to help it out a little bit, Cindy, because you can't go through life at a certain age, my daddy said. But I didn't know any better. So Right. You know, it was just always positive for me. I didn't know any better. Every day is my birthday. Every day, you know. And I took that with me. Even if I wasn't sure of that, if I kept that in my head and made you think it, that's what it was. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I
right.
think it has to do with our personality sometimes. I think it's where we come from sometimes. And if you sit with anyone and you talk to them long enough, you'll know, so what happened in your childhood or why this? Do you understand what I'm saying? Not a judgment, but who we are today is a product of what our childhood was like and where we come from. If you sit long enough and really pay attention to somebody talking, be it man, woman, you pay attention. You know, we all are a product of our childhood. We all are. So for me, it started there. I didn't know anything else. You know, I had my father who opened my business for me, and he said, I want you to know what it's like to get up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning for yourself and no one else. And that just always stuck with me. So when I get up at 4 in the morning and have to be on set, it just feels real good. It just feels good because it's for me. And if I let anybody down, I'm letting me down. If I don't show up on time, and I have to say this, that's one of the things I like about now, instead of being in a salon and being on set. When I was in a salon, they used to call me the nail Nazi. What's her name that's on Atlanta Housewives? Blow Like the Wind. I could never think of what's her name. Swirling and twirling. Miss Universe, Miss America. Would you tell me her name, please?
Oh, Kenya.
Wait a minute.
Are you talking about Kenya?
Kenya. Kenya used to come to me when I was in a salon, and she named me the nail Nazi. She said, you're a nail Nazi. Because I expected everybody to be on time. I would really get an attitude if you were not on time, because now you're disrespecting the people behind you, not her per se, you know what I'm saying? But my
right.
thing was about time, and it was always time. Now that I'm not in a salon, I don't have to worry about you showing up on time. I know that I'm going to be on time, because that's
right.
just how I live my life, because I don't want to let anybody down. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't let nobody down. You know what I'm saying? So it's just that whole thing. So I knew who I wanted to be. I knew where I don't know. I just learned over time. I just knew.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing I can say is where I came from.
Right. Right. And how has knowing who you are and who you want to be, how has that helped you get to where you are today?
It helped because I just believed what I was already taught, and I didn't let anyone come in and tell me any different, because sometimes people can try to trick you and make you think different. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm like, that's not what my mom and daddy said. Is that what your mom and daddy taught you? That ain't right. My daddy said, you know what I mean? And that's
right.
kind of where I'm like, And some stuff just needs to make sense to you. Like, that's
right.
That don't sound right. And, you know, and I always just try to live right. And I have to tell you, too, I just don't like to be wrong. And when I say that, I mean not that I can't be wrong, but I like to, when I come to you, come right.
Right.
If it's research I need to do, if it's not, I need to come right. I want to make you happy. I want to make you smile. And that's just with people on a regular. I just, you know, you all right? What can I do? You good?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not going to let anyone deter me from what I, if I know it's right, again, I'm not going to let me believe that what you're talking about is, if it's not right, I'm like, if I tell you what I believe long enough, I'm going to pull you over to my side.
Right. Absolutely. Well, just a quick go back to what we were talking about, this gel removal. It's called steam off.
Oh, steam off.
And
how does that work?
Coming fall 2014. You'll never have to soak your fingers in acetone ever again. No foil wrap scraping or falling off. And there's a little video, so I'm going to play the video so I can kind of tell you what they're doing on this video here.
Yeah, because my question is, where's the steam coming from? I was going to say I was going to Google it when I got off with you. That's interesting. I hope that's
little,
good.
This is a little machine.
Mm-hmm.
You stick your fingers in, and it looks like it has a timer on it.
Oh, amazing.
And, yeah, and then once you pull it out, you just take, they have an orange wood stick that they're just taking and just lifting it off.
Love it.
Simple. And it, yeah, and apparently it looks like it saves your nails, you know, like it doesn't damage your nails as much as, I guess, scraping or.
I'm glad you said as much as.
Right.
And the reason why I say that, let's give it about a year, and then they're going to say,
right.
Well, this damages your nail.
Right.
I'm like, it took y'all a year to figure that out.
Right, right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, everything is the next best thing all the time.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. But, I mean,
Is the machine compact? Is it big or compact? What does it look like?
It's compact. You probably.
Oh, amazing. Great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I guess it's worth a try.
Yeah, of course.
Something you would want to have on set with you.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It's on Katie Cazorla's page from the Painted Nail, her Facebook page. That's where I saw it.
I'm going to go on and look as soon as I hang up.
Steam off, so I don't know. Probably Google it and see what they say about it.
Oh, this is coming out in fall, you said?
Uh-huh, this fall. Yep.
Oh, great. One more thing I can add to the... to carry.
to that trunk.
Exactly. One more thing I can add.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about how you inspire other nail artists. Besides speaking the truth like you have tonight.
Well, heck, that's a good way. I think by just doing, from what I understand, the ones that I do know, when they see how I work and they see how I come and how I think that inspires them. And when I talk to them, whatever they need to know, because I feel like, you know, some people don't want to share. I'm
mm-hmm.
sharing everything. What do you want to know? No, try it like this. Do it like that. Next time when you make that phone call, say this. Do it like this. And I think that inspires them because they feel like, oh, I didn't know I could do that, or I didn't know I could. Nope, you can ask anything you want. Your business, you run it how you want, long as it's respectful and it's this. You want to go here, you do that. Open book, just talking to people, share anything I know and I learned over the years, I'm telling it and I'm sharing it.
Now, do you ever, I heard you mention the trade show. Do you attend the nail and the beauty show?
Honestly, lately I haven't in a while. And I think I haven't only because it had got to a point where we weren't doing anything new.
Mm. Yeah.
For me. And it could be because I have been in it for so long. I hate to keep saying that because that's like telling my age. I think that, you know, like fashion, it starts to repeat itself.
Right.
And it had got to a point, of course, we have, like you said, steam off coming, we have C&D, we have, now that part I get, but I don't need to go to the trade shows to know that. Sometimes I get
right.
invited to learn, you know what I'm trying to say? So sometimes
right.
I don't need to go to the trade show. That's the only reason why. But I think if you
right.
knew and you into it and it's still, you need to go. You
yeah.
need to go.
Sure.
Sit in some of the classes and stuff like that. I only think because it's been so long for me.
Uh-huh. Now, have you taught or are you interested in teaching?
I've just started. I gave my first class back in June.
Okay.
And I will be doing more classes as time comes along, so, you know, when I have time, you know, we talked about being consistent, and
mm-hmm.
also, you know, starting a product line is my next venture.
Okay,
for
so
sure.
Let me go back to the class. When in June was your class?
On the 20, was it the 26th? The 26th.
Oh, my God.
It was the 26th of June. Mm-hmm.
Had I
it
known
was my
your
first
class.
Hmm?
Had I known your class was the 26th,
to L.A. on the 27th.
You have got to be kidding me.
Nope.
You've got
and I know
to be
your
kidding.
Class was the 26th. I could have been a day earlier.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to – I think we're going to do another one because I enjoyed that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm venturing into – you know, I'm trying to bring myself out of my comfort zone. So now
right.
anything that I think that I'm uncomfortable doing, I'm trying to make myself
more.
Do it. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, I'm
uh-huh.
good at talking because, you know, they tell me all the time, I talk all the time. But I'm good at talking if I'm not on the spot. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Then
right.
I'm good at it. I can just, blah, 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 and it'll just roll off. But if I'm,
right.
if I know it's expected, I'm like, it might, like, you know, like, it's not the same
right.
feeling. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anything that,
right.
that feels out of my comfort zone now, I think I'm ready to do it, you know?
You're ready to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a product line. Can you, would you like to say what you think you might want to do or you want to
Sure. I have no problems with that. I want to do a pedicure line.
Oh,
because
nice.
I was so good at pedicures. And a gentleman said to me, Cindy, I don't care what you do. You need to do a pedicure line. And at first I was like, I don't want to do a pedicure line. And then I got to a point I'm like, idiot, yes you do.
Yes,
you know
you
what
do.
I mean? So it will be a pedicure line. I do believe that's what it be now. Listen, I changed my mind a lot. But right now, today, tonight, and it has been for the last couple of months, we've been talking and it's, you know, it will be a pedicure line.
It will be a pedicure line.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with the foot nanny?
I've heard of her. Newly, you know, known of her, with, I'll say within the last month or so. Mm-hmm. I do believe she's right here in Beverly Hills. She's in my area.
Yeah, she yep,
mm-hmm.
she really is. She is with her
yeah.
foot cream.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she has a foot cream
yeah.
as well. Amazing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. I love
and
to
actually,
see when people are just doing it.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I feel like there's room in the industry, room in the beauty world for another
everybody.
Foot cream
mm-hmm.
for everybody.
For
Absolutely.
Everybody. That's why
Absolutely.
I was saying to you, I share. You know, some people are like, I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to. I'm like, there's enough money for everybody. If you do what you do, just do. Everybody's journey's different.
And, hey, you've already said it. Your destiny is your destiny.
It's your destiny. It is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So foot cream. Yeah, we're going to hold you to the foot cream.
We're not foot cream. Pedicure line.
I mean, not foot cream, but the pedicure line. Right?
Yeah, pedicure line.
We're going to hold you to it. So,
okay, I am.
Like,
I am. But if I talk to you next month and I'll be like, okay, let me tell you what else. We'll just add that.
Yeah, don't say no. I'm not doing that anymore. Just add something to it. Make it more.
But look what I'm gonna add to it, and then you'll
yeah,
know. You'll
right.
be like, uh-oh, this crazy girl.
Let me ask you: do you have like any favorite like polish brands that you really really love to use? Like my favorite is Boya. I love.
Me
really
too.
Liking, and I'm
you
really
know
liking.
What?
Morgan and Taylor.
I love,
Morgan
of
Taylor.
Course, the norm that I used to say was OPI and Essie.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say I love OPI, again, just telling my, because that's how far back I, you know what I'm trying to say? So that was it at the time. Not it,
well,
but
yeah,
mostly.
That pretty much. Them and
you know what I'm saying?
Week.
So mm-hmm. OPI was for my more saturated colors, like I love the dark, deep, amazing, that you
yeah.
didn't have to do a lot of, loved it. And for Essie, I love the sheer polishes. For me, the OPI sheer polishes has a white undertone for me. And sometimes I just don't want to see a white, I just want to see sheer. So at that time. But now we have so many that are amazing. Like Zoya, I love the richness. Like I need for my polish to look like the bottle. I don't
right.
want to put it on and I got to put 3-4 coats on to get it to look like that's just too much for me.
Right.
Zoya is one that I love as well. So any of the polishes that I come across, and it has the right consistency and et cetera, I love.
Right. I do, too. I love Zoya. I love Taylor. her. Mm-hmm. There's something about their colors to me. I mean,
the problem with the colors, though, for me is that, don't forget, I don't get to do a lot of color sometimes.
Oh, right.
You understand what I'm saying? So now mm-hmm. it puts me in a different, like, I can go and I can look when I'm Brighton is a client of mine. Do you know of Brighton, the belts and the jewelry and the handbags?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They're a client of mine. Now, we just did the fall transition, and... Now, with that, I get to go and I'll go buy colors because I just need a reason to go buy them so I can at least stay a little, you know what I mean, a part of it. You know what I mean? So I know that if we're doing fall, I know that we're going to go into the more muted and I get to do colors that way. But there, that's a photo shoot. Now, if you take me back to a commercial, I'm back with the sheer bottle of polish. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I tell you, and I'm glad you said that because I want male artists to hear, you know, the differences between your commercials, your photo shoots. You know, mm-hmm. each platform brings something different. You know, you have to be able to know that. You know,
you have
even
to know
if you're doing editorial work and you're working for Vogue, you have to know that what you give Vogue is going to be different from one of your team fashion magazines.
Exactly. And again, that goes to asking questions. And if you do a period piece, you might want to Google what period and what they're going for, what it looked like. Have some pictures. If they're not, they may send it to you and let them send you the work because sometimes they'll send it over to you. This is what we're going for. Again, they may want you to put a spin on that. So if you go back and you Google and you look and you – but that's your creativity where if they allow you to come in and do a little bit of that, be ready for that just in case. If not, it might just be real simple. Here's the polish. This is the color we want you to do, but we need for it to look so-and-so.
Right.
Be ready for it.
Exactly. Cindy, we're down to our last question. We've had
– Oh, no.
I know, right? Normally our show only goes for an hour.
Uh-oh, that's not too much.
No, I set the time for 2 hours because I knew that I wanted to talk. So, and Sharon Tina is on our sweet catch saying she doesn't want the combo to end, but we're getting ready to run out of time now. So I just want to say thank you so much. I really enjoyed
it.
I really wish we could for another hour or so, but I don't want to hold you that long.
Well, you just have to have me back again so I can keep running my mouth.
Absolutely. That's sure. We'll definitely have you back. But before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you the very last question that we always ask all of our guests. And what is beauty to you?
Say that again. I didn't hear you. You went out.
I said, what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me is a person, or I should just say anything, but mostly it's like, you know, your heart and your spirit. And if your heart and your spirit is right, that's so transparent to me. And it illuminates no matter what. You just can't trick anybody. So if your spirit is right and you're walking in your spirit and your heart is right, it just makes me smile. It makes me smile.
Really, I love that. I love it. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
We've been tweeting. I know that you're not on Twitter, but we've been tweeting a lot tonight.
Yes, I am on Twitter.
Oh, you are.
CindyDaniels.com.
Yeah.
I mean, CindyDaniels.com.
At
CindyDaniels.
Oh, yeah, we've been tweeting it.
I haven't even been saying at Cindy Daniels. I've just been saying Cindy Daniels because I didn't think you were on Twitter. I'm so sorry.
It's okay because you know what? Again, I just got back. I mean, the count was never. I'm telling you, this is all new for me, talking to people I don't know and it wasn't about talking to people I don't know. I'm sorry. I know you guys are getting ready to wrap up, but talking into the space, I'm like, who am I talking to? It's hard for me. So a couple of days I might be good, and then it might be 3 days. I'm like, I don't feel like talking to the space. I'm one of those. Like, who am I talking to? But no, it's at Cindy Daniels.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, God, I love it. We will definitely be having you back on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And again, I'm sorry if I ran on. I'm sorry. I told you I'm a talker. I get it all the time.
Oh, no, it's all been good. I've been looking at some of the feedback. They love you. It's been good.
Oh, good.
And they've been saying they love your attitude. Something that you mentioned earlier is like, just tell me what I need to do. I got this. I know what I'm doing. They love that. They love
everybody stay in their lane. We good.
Right.
But tell them, don't say that and get in trouble.
Right.
Get established, and then you can say some of those things. But be careful.
That's key.
Be careful.
That is key.
And watch your delivery.
Absolutely. You have to. Well, big thank you again to you, Cindy, and to all those people who tuned in and listened to us. I don't even know if we're still recording right now, but I'm going to say it anyway. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in, and I'm going to turn it over to Maxie really quickly. She may have something she wants to say.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, I just wanted to encourage you. Oh, you're welcome. And to encourage you all to follow us on our social network pages, you can follow us on Twitter. We're at @beauty_talk. On Instagram, we're at @beauty_talk_media. And we're on Facebook. You can follow our page there. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio. And our newest adventure in social media is BBN. So if you have an iPhone, an Android, a Windows phone, or a BlackBerry, you can download BBM at BBM.com and just invite us using the PIN number C002. E is in Edward, B is in Boy, 072. Again, that's C002, EB072 on BBM.
I
tweeted it, but I just want to say it again. We want to thank everyone who joined us on our tweet chat tonight, at Miss Val Noble, at Style Degree, at InFrank2, at, I think it's Pretty Ambitious, and at Lady Carolina 48.
And I just want, for those of you who are still listening, and to you, Cindy, just want you to know that in about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, this recording will be available on our Blog Talk Radio page. So if you want to go out there and pull it up, and you can post it on your Facebook, your Twitter, you can email it, you can do whatever you want to with it. It will be available for you to listen back.
Oh, great. Thank you.
If you like.
Yay.
Okay?
Yay.
So thank you again. Please keep me posted on your next class. I would love to come to L.A. and take a class.
I will.
And thank you for being such a great inspiration.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so glad I met you on Instagram. I'm amazed. I just, when I say you know spirits, you are one of them. And I, oop,
right.
There's one.
Right.
You were one of them.
And for our listeners out there, make sure you stay tuned for future shows that we have coming up, because we will start having our giveaways again, and we have some pretty nice giveaways, so please stay tuned for that.
All right, and then Cindy, I'm going to be on you, so I'm going to be asking about this pedicure line.
Okay.
So
better keep me on my toes.
That's right, we're going to keep you on your toes. Keep moving forward, keep looking up. And so everybody have a beautiful and blessed week this week. Thank you again so much. Everybody have a good night.
Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.